Hello. Are you looking for the sick bay? It's right here. If you could please sign your name on that form, I'll be right with you. Okay. Sorry about the wait. I had to finish an important call. So tell me, what seems to be the problem? You've got pains? And where exactly is the pain coming from? Is it your head, your neck, your back? You're experiencing pains in your groin? Could you describe the pain for me? Is it a sharp sting or more of a dull ache? All right. Would you say the pain is isolated to either the penis or your testes? Okay. Now I'm going to have to take a look at the area so I can check for any signs of infection or swelling. There's no need to be embarrassed. I just have to inspect your testicles. Barely anybody comes around the sick bay anyway. Just pull your pants down for me and let me have a look. Otherwise, I can't treat you properly. See, it wasn't so hard. Hold still, please. I can't seem to find any lumps or infections, which is good. How long have you had this pain for? Comes and goes, okay. So I'm noticing a slightly blue tinge. Do you masturbate at all? You don't? Are you serious? Not even a little? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be shocked. It's just that most boys your age are already very familiar with masturbation. I'm actually surprised you made it to college without at least trying it. Well, I think this explains the pain. You're suffering from epididymal hypertension, commonly known as blue balls. It's a condition that causes aching in the testicles after having an erection without orgasm. If you don't even masturbate occasionally, this must be the worst case of blue balls that I've ever come across. Can't imagine what the pain must be like. Luckily, there's an easy solution to your problem. All you have to do is masturbate until you achieve an orgasm, and then that pain will be drained out of your groin. Oh no. You look worried. Your mother wouldn't approve? She told you not to play with your penis too much or it would fall off. Christ, you can't be serious. I can't even comprehend how a parent could do that to their son. Listen to me. You need to take everything your mother told you about masturbation or sex and throw it out the window because she's wrong. There is nothing bad about having sexual thoughts and wanting to act on those thoughts. The way I see it, you have a choice to make. You can either masturbate and relieve the pain right now or live the rest of your life with aching balls. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to properly masturbate. I can show you. How about I do it for you now, and then you can copy my technique when you're at home. I'll talk you through every step. Let me start by lubricating my hands. This isn't mandatory, but it is recommended. Okay. And then I start rubbing your penis and encourage it to get nice and stiff. Shh, sweetie. Don't worry about what your mother would think. She's not here right now. You've got a new mommy now who wants to take care of you. She knows the best way to help you is to drain those aching balls. If you don't let your new mommy help you, she's going to get very cross, and we wouldn't want that. So just relax and let mommy stroke your cock. That's a good boy. Mommy likes it when her boys are obedient. Mommy's going to wrap her fingers around your adorable little penis now and slide her hand slowly up and down. There. That's not so scary, is it? What a brave boy you are for letting mommy touch you like this. I want you to pay attention. Watch how mommy lets her fist glide smoothly up and down the shaft, all the way from the base to the tip. I can feel your penis getting harder, sweetie. You like it, don't you? Don't try to deny it. You like feeling mommy's hand jerk your cock. Such a dirty-minded boy you are. Do you ever catch yourself looking at girls? I bet you do. Mommy knows what young boys think like. Your eyes are naturally drawn to certain parts of a lady's body. You like to look at their asses, their tits, and their legs. You love to imagine what they smell and taste like. No matter how hard you try, you can't help but stare. And now, when you get home, all those thoughts will be racing through your head. You won't be able to resist stroking yourself while you think about a cute girl from class or one of your sexy professors. Don't be embarrassed, honey. Everyone does it. Even Mommy. Of course. Mommy loves to think about handsome men and how yummy their cocks are. How lucky that there's one right here that I can taste. But first, you need to be polite and ask Mommy to suck your cock like all good boys should. Yes, dear. Mommy would love to suck this adorable cock. Oh, sweetie. Mommy loves how your cock feels in her mouth. Your cock is so hot inside Mommy's mouth. Does that feel good, baby? Okay, look into Mommy's eyes while she swallows your cock. Good boy. You sound like you're almost ready to come. You see, when your penis is rubbed, sucked, and fucked for long enough, you'll start to feel all sorts of funny tingles and sensation running through your body. And then when you simply can't take any more, your brain will explode with happiness and your cock will shoot out delicious thick milk. Right now, sweetie, Mommy wants to taste your milk. But we have to be careful. You can't dirty the place up with your semen. So you'll have to shoot it all into Mommy's mouth. You want to come in Mommy's mouth? Good boy always asks for permission to come. I want to hear you say, "Mommy, please let me come." Of course you can come, my sweet baby boy. You can come whenever you like. Shoot your first load deep into Mommy's eager, thirsty throat. Honey, That was one of the biggest loads I've ever taken. You were such a good boy for Mommy. All right. That should ease the aching for a while. Remember what I taught you and your pain will go away. And if you ever need help in the future, Mommy will always be here to lend a hand or a mouth. Now back to your studies, young man.